The news: a former Queensland senator and the current Ag Minister will have control of the Murray-Darling Basin plan has been met with approval by one regional mayor. The mayor of the Boulogne Shire, Donna Stewart, says she's delighted Barnaby Joyce will now be taking care of the plan.
I don't think there'd be anyone in the federal cabinet that would understand the issue as well as Barnaby does. So I think it's a really, really good move and I really do applaud it.
Once you get him on the phone, what are the main issues you're going to raise with him?
Well, you know, the impact communities are really suffering socially and economically really badly. And we have got the Senate inquiry up in St George in a couple of weeks' time. So that's going to be a really good opportunity for our communities to lay it on the line to this Senate inquiry. But I'll be briefing Barnaby exactly what's happening down in the Lower Boulogne and possibly asking him to come up and speak with our communities once again and to get an understanding of where we are at now and what can be done to ameliorate these issues that we're very much feeling.
Mayor Donna Stewart slams critics of this change, whether they be green groups or anyone downstream, saying the plan needs to deliver social and economic outcomes, not just environmental targets.
I understand that Barnaby, knowing what the Basin Plan says, will be very much conscious of the need to address that triple bottom line. And, you know, it's supposed to be all addressed equally. Well, so far it's not. And I'm sure that he'll bring some better balance into the plan for our communities.
Donna Stewart, the Boulogne Shire Mayor. But one irrigator group based in Gundawindi says it's taking a more measured view. It says whilst Minister Joyce is very familiar with the system, it won't change the actual Water Act nor the plan. Border Rivers Food and Fibre Chief Executive Tim Napier.
It's one that is slightly more optimistic than the status quo, but I think we're very conscious that the realities of the Basin Plan and these Commonwealth water reforms generally are based on the Water Act, which is constantly reinforced to us that it was passed with bipartisan support through both houses of Parliament, with a couple of amendments on the way through. But the latitude that is available for any change or any marked change in the delivery of the Basin Plan is restricted by that Water Act.
So by saying that and saying that it is restricted by the Water Act, do you think that quashes concern from the Green lobby? They're saying it doesn't make sense.
Oh, look, I can understand where they're coming from with that argument, but you know, the triple bottom line outcomes that are required from this reform have so far only been in the environmental quarter. That's the only place where the emphasis has been put. So if anything, the optimism is that he will bring a more balanced approach and a greater consciousness of the economic damage that's caused by these reforms right across the basin.
Tim Napier from Border Rivers Food and Fibre. In the West, grazier and founding chairman of the Great Artesian Basin Sustainability Initiative, John Seckham, is heartened by the change in leadership. Mr. Seckham is the current chair of the GAB Consultative Council and says he's looking forward to issues surrounding the Great Artesian Basin getting more priority.
I should imagine it will ensure that the GABSI scheme gets greater attention. And I think in the Department of Environment, GABSI was very much swamped by bigger issues on the coast. And GABSI lost its political clout under the Department of Environment when it was dropped in the Gillard government. And I think this will re-establish it as an important issue for government.